the scene is an interesting one. We have Jesus coming down from the Mount of Olives across the Kidron Valley and up to Jerusalem. The Kidron Valley is running along the east side of Jerusalem, separating the Mount of Olives on one side and the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the city proper, on the other. And we have Jesus coming across riding on a donkey and a colt. It's an interesting vision. I mean, I've ridden horses, and boy, you just kind of have to stretch it wide. I can't imagine Jesus on two of them. He must have been riding side saddle, I hope and pray. Nevertheless, it's a fascinating image watching him come across. And the people are gathered along the pathway through the Kidron Valley and up the side of Jerusalem to the gate there at the Temple Mount, to the gate where the kings would come and where the Messiah would come and where the important people would enter the city. And they're laying cloaks along the pathway in front of Jesus. Cloaks and palm branches, leaves clipped from recently growing trees and laid there in the pathway before Jesus. The cloaks symbolizing the greeting of a conquering victor, the greeting of a conquering king, a warrior general who's come and entering the city, and the city is not offering opposition. The people have laid their cloaks along the path. And likewise, the palm branches has multiple symbols. It's a symbol of peace. It's a symbol of proclamation of victory. It is a symbol of welcome. And in the modern age, and here in the United States in the 20th and 21st centuries, we use fireworks on the 4th of July to celebrate the birth of the nation. We also use fireworks at other times of the year. For instance, at New Year's and at birthdays and other celebrations, you may have the fireworks going off. And the first thing I think of when I hear fireworks is, well, it's not the 4th of July. We use fireworks specifically for the 4th of July, but we use them for other times too. Likewise, palm branches. They were used religiously by the people for the feast day of Sukkoth. This happens in September. The Feast of Tabernacles happens in September, and the people would take palm branches and traipse through the city of Jerusalem crying out Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. They would cry out, "Save us, we beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, give us increase. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." They would go throughout Jerusalem waving palm branches in September at the Feast of Sukkoth, at the Feast of Tabernacles, proclaiming, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," the tabernacling of God in their midst, which is celebrated in September. So why are they doing it here the week before Passover, when the city is filled with people who have come not to celebrate Sukkoth, but Pascha, Passover? Why are they celebrating with these leaves? Well, the people are celebrating because they would use palm branches to celebrate. They would use palm branches to celebrate and proclaim the good news of the coming of a victor, of a king, of the Messiah, the anointed one of God. And it created a great turmoil in the city. It's one of the reasons why there was turmoil. Why are they going around proclaiming this? Why are they casting their cloaks at his feet? Why are they casting these palm branches and having Jesus go across them and proclaiming this message? Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Why are they proclaiming this message? And the turmoil that generated was interesting to behold, and people were asking, what is this and why is it happening? Well, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth in Galilee. Turns out he's far more than that. But they said at least that. So we have palm branches, we have their cloaks, we have Jesus crossing them and entering into the city and entering into the Temple Mount to great celebration at his arrival. He has arrived as the Messiah, the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords. He has arrived as the Messiah, the Anointed One of God, King and military victor against the powers and forces of darkness and occupation. Certainly, this is the beginning of a new thing in the midst of the people. These people have cried, Hosanna. What is the meaning of the word Hosanna? In Hebrew, it's Hosanna. And you need to put the stress on the last na. Hosanna. Now, Hosea comes from, it's the Hebrew form of the word Yasha, which, by the way, is Jesus' name, Yeshua. And it means save us, deliver us, rescue us. Deliver us from captivity, rescue us from disaster, save us from ourselves. Jesus' name means Yahweh delivers, Yahweh saves, Yahweh rescues us. That's Jesus' name in Hebrew. And they were crying out a formation of Jesus' name in a different part of speech, the active verb form of the name. And they weren't just saying, you know, save us. They were saying, save us now. That's what the na means. Immediately, this very instance, Hosanna, now, save us, Lord. Deliver us, rescue us now. Don't wait. Save us, rescue us, deliver us now. That's what they were crying. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Deliver us now, highest heavens. You who reside in the glory on high, save us and deliver us and rescue us now. And I think it's the supreme irony of ironies that they were crying this out. Deliver us, save us, rescue us now on Sunday. And just a few days later, Jesus would do exactly that. They were laying palm branches and their cloaks on the road in front of him for him to cross over. And in a moment, in just a few days, at the end of the week, Jesus would lay down his life for them to pass over, for them to cross over to the throne of grace in God. Hosanna, Hosanna, deliver us, save us, rescue us now, they cried out. And that's exactly what Jesus was getting ready to do. And it's even more ironic because some of the very people who are making this cry, some of the very people who are crying out, Savior, save us now, Lord, save us right now, rescue us, deliver us now, some of those people who were praising him and applauding his arrival and laying their cloaks at his feet and laying their palm branches at his feet and waving palm branches in celebration of his arrival, some of those who were crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, are the ones who a few days later are going to be crying, crucify him. Wow. So much the palm branches. Wow. To begin the week praising God, celebrating God's presence and the coming of the Messiah. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. To begin the week praising God and proclaiming God and praying and celebrating, and just a few days later, when Pilate asks, who should I release? They say, give us Barabbas. And when he says, what should I do with Jesus of Nazareth? They reply, some of the same voices reply. Some of those who were crying and praising God and praising the coming of Jesus and waving their palm branches, some of the very same people were saying, crucify him. And we do the same thing. The church has frequently pointed the finger at who crucified Jesus. They blame Judas for betraying him. They blame the disciples and Peter for denying him and the disciples for running from him and denying him. They blame the guards who arrested him and the Sanhedrin that tried him and the high priest that condemned him and Pilate who tried him and asked him what his truth and washed his hands and handed him over to be scourged and beaten and then crucified. We blame the soldiers who did the dirty deed, who nailed him to the cross and lifted him on high. We blame those who gathered around and derided him and said, he saved others, let him save himself. We point the finger at those who made fun of him and at the thief on the cross who said, if you are the Son of God, then save us and save yourself. We point the finger at everybody for the cross. We point the finger at everybody but us. And yet we are the reason. We are the ones who proclaim Him on Sunday and deny Him come Monday. We are the ones who proclaim Him on Sunday and deny Him by lunch on Sunday, not even getting to Monday. We are the ones who praise and proclaim and pray and celebrate and shout, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," and sing hymns and read Scripture and preach. We are the ones who do these things come Sunday, and then come Monday, we deny Him with our actions and our inactions, our words, what we have said and what we have done and what we have left undone. We, like the people of Jerusalem, who welcomed Him on Palm Sunday with branches and celebrations, we, like the people of Jerusalem, will also be the ones who, in our deeds, in our misdeeds, in our words, in our lack of words, in what we have done and what we have left undone, we will cry out, "Crucify Him." That's the meaning of this week. That's the meaning of Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday put together. That's the meaning of Holy Week. Holy Thursday, when we remember the Lord's Supper. Good Friday, when we realize and remember that He died for us because of what we have done, what we are doing, what we will do. He died for us. Because we are in need, He died for us. He laid down His life just as assuredly as the people laid the palm branches before Him and He walked across them. So also now He lays His life down for us to cross over Him to get to the Father. That's what Easter Sunday is about. Victory over sin and death that Jesus gives us. Because He made a sacrifice for us. He came to live among us. He taught us. He loved us. He healed us. He treasured us. He led us. He called us. And then He died for us. And even though we went from crying, "Hosanna," to "Crucify Him," He never stops loving us. But will love us to the end. Even when we deny, even when we turn our back on Him, He never turns His back on us and always loves us. We go from proclaiming Him, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Savior, save us." We go from a cry and a plea, a prayer, a praise, a celebration. We go from proclaiming Him to denying Him and to crying for His crucifixion. May we recognize our culpability in the death of Jesus. May we recognize our part, the part that we play in His arrest, His trial, His conviction, His crucifixion, His death, so that we can also recognize our role in His resurrection and our role in His eternal life, in the eternal life that He has for us, in the victory that He has for us, in the joy and the celebration at the presence of God that we have when we cross over through Him to the throne of grace. Yes, we will go from praising to condemning. We will go from "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," to "Crucify him." We will make this journey. May we truly make the journey back and join with the crowd on Easter, proclaiming He is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And let the people of God, who cried Hosanna, and will cry Crucify, say, Amen.
We dwell in your presence, Lord. Let me learn at your riches of your word.
have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2017 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.